Hello. Welcome once again to Everyday English. We've had the chance of looking at some of the ways of expressing concession in English. In this lesson, I'd like us to consider alternative ways of expressing the idea. A very useful expression in this regard is
no matter what.
No matter what. And this means
it doesn't matter what.
No matter what. It doesn't matter what. As in,
no matter what I did, he was never pleased.
No matter what I did, he was never pleased. The meaning is clear. What we have to remind ourselves is that this sentence contains concession in its underlying meaning. It reminds us of the although sentences we met earlier.
No matter what I did, he was never pleased.
Although I did my best and all I could, he was never pleased. The two sentences express the same idea. The expression no matter what often appears at the end of the sentence. For example,
I am leaving no matter what.
She will be rude to you no matter what.
Another phrase which expresses the same idea as no matter what is
come what may.
Come what may. No matter what. For example,
she has sworn to speak her mind come what may.
And this means
she has sworn to speak her mind no matter what.
Both sentences express concession. Basically, they mean
she has sworn to speak her mind although she's aware she will displease some people.
Or
she has sworn to speak her mind in spite of what people might think or do.
No matter what. Come what may. In spite of. Although. The expression for all, is a useful one, and it means
in spite of, although.
Here are some examples.
For all his wealth.
This means
in spite of all his wealth, although he has wealth.
For all his wealth, he always complains life is hard.
For all you say, I still like the man.
For all you say, I still like the man. In spite of all you say about the man, I still like him. For all you say. For all your wealth. We should also refer to the construction adjective followed by as and the verb be. Here's an example.
Rich as he is.
An adjective, rich followed by as, and a form of be. Rich as he is.
Interesting as it is.
Useful as these are.
For example,
he has never owned a car, rich as he is.
I don't intend to keep any of these knives, useful as they are.
Your story didn't inspire confidence, captivating as it was.
You shouldn't expect me to come to your defense tomorrow, much as I like you.
Much as I like you. Captivating as it is, useful as these are. All these and similar others are traceable to although. Before we introduce the dialogue for this lesson, let's consider one more expression, even if. The expression even if expresses reluctant concession. For example,
I am not going to allow him in.
Even if he brings a note from the authority.
Even if he brings 7 notes.
Now, here's a dialogue.
Can you tell me who approves applications for car loans in the corporation these days.
For all your long service and experience with this office, you ask the most elementary questions one could ever imagine. You are one of the oldest members of staff.
I still have a lot to learn, experienced as I am.
Mr. Kufu is in charge of applications, but he takes too long to give approval, although he is an extremely nice person.
How long, roughly?
Several weeks.
Even if one has repaid all one's loans?
Well, that is what happens. You still owe the company some money, don't you?
I'm afraid so, much as I would like to have paid off all my loans by now.
For all your fat monthly salary and regular bonuses and allowances?
For all you say about my salary and privileges and so on, I am probably one of the least paid among my peers, you know.
You don't expect me to believe this, simple-minded and credulous as I am. I think you should try to get a new car, though.
What's wrong with my present one?
Whichever way you look at it, your car is unserviceable. It is old.
I find this surprising coming from you. Much as I respect your opinion, I think my car can offer me several more years of service.
For all your long service and experience with this corporation, you ask the most elementary questions.
That's the end of the dialogue. Now let's listen to some of the sentences again.
For all your long service and experience with this corporation, you ask the most elementary questions.
This is an example of the use of the phrase "for all." And the sentence means,
in spite of all your long service and experience, although you have been in the service for a long time and have had considerable experience with the corporation, you ask the most elementary questions.
Now here's another sentence.
I still have a lot to learn, experienced as I am.
Experienced as I am. That is,
I still have a lot to learn, although I am experienced.
Observe this use of the expression experienced as and similar ones like interesting as, good as.
Even if one has repaid all one's loans?
I have already referred to the expression even if. The sentence implies, let's assume for the present that a person has paid off all his loans, although it is possible he has not. Does he have to wait for several weeks before his application is approved? Now, here are a few more sentences.
For all your fat monthly salary and regular bonuses and allowances.
For all your fat monthly salary and regular bonuses and allowances. That is, in spite of your fat salary and regular bonuses and allowances. Here's another sentence.
For all you say about my salary and privileges, I am probably one of the least paid among my peers.
For all you say about my salary and privileges. That is, although you say a lot about my salary and privileges, in spite of what you say about my salary and privileges, I'm probably one of the least paid among my peers.
You don't expect me to believe this, simple-minded and credulous as I am.
You don't expect me to believe this, simple-minded and credulous as I am. And this means, you don't expect me to believe this, although I am simple-minded and credulous. That's all, listeners. Have a good day. Goodbye.